Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Cake Talk, a delivery robot, and Floyd the Trucker checks in. It's all coming up right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Cliff Notes Theater for people who just don't have time to watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. This week, we condense the ABC television show Lost into one short summary to catch viewers up for the final season.
Okay.
Uh-oh, our plane crashed. It looks like we're stranded on an island.
Wow, that girl Kate is really hot.
Hey, weird stuff's happening.
Hooray, we're rescued.
Whoa. We're in a different time now.
Hey, that dead guy's still alive.
I'm in the future.
No, you're in the past, but it's the future you.
Hey, we're back on the island again, in the past and in the future.
What the f*** is going on?
This has been there you go. Cliff Notes Theater.
Pretty much
very
sums well it up.
You just don't have time to watch them.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we just presented Josh with a gigantic cake. Can you describe it, Christy?
Yeah, it was five tiers for one tier for every year that Josh has been on the show. And full of white wedding cake.
Oh,
blue, white.
Wedding.
Oh.
Yes. You mentioned on the air that you loved wedding cake.
Love
you,
it.
You said you could eat a three-tier cake.
That's right.
And you got five.
Well, I got a little extra work to do, and I have faith in myself.
Oh, very, very good.
Call him the cleaner. That's right.
When I was a little kid, whenever my parents would go to a wedding, my mom would always bring back a piece of wedding cake wrapped in a napkin.
Oh, how sweet.
That is sweet.
What about your other brothers? They weren't there? They didn't get a piece of cake? Just for Tom?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't recall. I'm certainly not going to share it with them.
As a baby.
There is something about that delicious wedding
cake. You've answered a lot of questions.
Mostly sugar and delightful.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in the day, wedding cake was just one flavor. Now there's thousands of flavors for wedding cake.
What?
You mean that you can order?
Yeah.
You just get the white cake and the white frosting?
No.
Oh, Tom, you can get a checkerboard. When was the last time you were at a wedding?
Caramel macchiato.
Raspberry almond. It's crazy.
Okay.
This icing isn't the right shade. It doesn't match my bridesmaid's dresses.
You'll hear that.
I know they do the whole thing with the, at least I guess it's more for the gender reveal. They do the... pink cake whatever. And one of the funniest commercials during the Olympics is the one in which the guy... Have you seen the one where the...
I haven't watched any of them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
There's an accident and it causes the car airbags to go off and...
hilarious so far.
Yeah, go on.
Well, they're pink. And, it's going to be a girl.
Oh, that's funny.
It's quite clever. You guys didn't watch any of the Olympics? Okay. Well,
no, Tom. I have a life. I couldn't sit in front of the TV all weekend.
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
I wasn't clinging to life in a bed, okay? It wasn't me this time.
A lot of people watching the Olympics.
I know a lot of people were.
You didn't ask me what I put up a
beautiful
swing
weekend.
This weekend.
How's the swing?
I put up new shades. I sanded and
I'm gonna need your help.
Linseed oiled outdoor
people.
Table. I'm unavailable.
Look out.
Well, I'm gonna need your help in a few minutes, actually.
What?
I had a medical procedure done on Friday, and everything's fine, but as a result, I can't lift anything over 5 pounds, and I have to go to the bathroom in a few minutes.
Let me tell you something. I am a buddy. I will help you with that. Yeah, Tom had a heart procedure. They put one in.
Oh,
so, hey,
Could
I know that
dad?
Because that's what they said about me. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
I have enjoyed your five-tier program.
Oh, good.
And good luck with your chore, Tom. You might need Chick to walk ahead with a sign that says wide load.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, I'm just pulling out of this place today. I tell you what, the sign says here, the world's largest truck stop.
Oh, I think I've been there.
I just passed it yesterday.
Well, spoiler alert, it's the third world's largest truck stop I've been to this week alone.
Oh really?
Well, I reckon every state thinks it's got one, of course, but I have to admit this when I just left was pretty spectacular.
Right.
It was Mr. Fuel's World of Fuel, yes. Food and Fun.
Oh, sounds great.
Kindly like Disney, but with a lot more diesel in it. And just what you'd expect, they had it all, every kind of beef jerky, every kind of peanut from Bajan Cajun to hard-boiled. And while I didn't stay for the trophy presentation, even had a beauty pageant for the local lot lizards.
Oh, how about that?
Wow.
You know, I thought I'd seen it all, but this place even had a barber shop and a doctor's office in it.
Oh.
It's not for me. I don't want to have my prostate checked and walk past a sign promoting maple duck fudge. Get it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they also had a gym at the truck stop with a treadmill in it.
Oh.
But back to that lot lizard pageant. I guess the fix was in with one of the judges, but who knows what the truth is. But how can they prove it was solicitation of a prostitute when he gave that whore the money in a birthday card? Kindly it reminds me of Pete Rose when you think about it, because, boy, he got a raw deal. But that's why they say always get your schooling. Good night.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you, Floyd. We now return with Chick McGee. By the way, we have a beautiful shot someone sent us of a barbershop in Branson, Missouri. Chick's Barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
It's just great. If you ever see a sign that has the Chick's name on it, please send it to us. It's beautiful. And
We got another one. This place is called Chick's on the River. It's like a little dive bar restaurant, and they've got some of the best chicken in the area. It's in Quincy, Illinois. Sorry that the picture's so far away. It was taken from the cab of my semi on the bridge over the Mississippi River. This is from Chad in St. Louis.
All right.
And there's Chick way down.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
In the bottom there.
Taken right out of his window.
Yeah.
I love Quincy, Illinois.
That is beautiful. Thank you very much.
They solve murders there, don't they? Quincy, Illinois?
That's
Quincy? Jack Klugman?
It's murder. Jack
Klugman. Any idea what he's talking about?
Was he the medical examiner?
Forensic, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was weird because Jack Klugman had been in the great version of The Odd Couple on TV.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how many of television stars end up being cops.
Right.
What was the other one? Oh, Andy Griffith became the sheriff, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Matlock he became, yeah.
He became Matlock. And
Ben Matlock.
And then what was the one? Barnaby Jones?
Yes.
Right. Oh,
Buddy Jed Epson, Clampett. Right. Yeah.
Buddy Ebsen. Mm-hmm. Jed Clampett becomes this elderly cop.
Right.
Peter Falk. I don't know what happens when you hit 70, I guess.
Elise Savalas.
Yeah.
They have to turn you into a
cop. Now we have Tom Selleck as the commish.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good show.
That is a good show.
But he's been a cop the whole time, right?
Well, he was a PI for a long time.
There you go. I'm sorry.
And that's sports.
Oh, that's. Oh, I didn't really have no idea.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, be a good sport.
This is my fault. I gave Chick a donut. It's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup donut.
It's crazy.
He's slipping into a cake.
Look at that thing.
It's a meal.
Yeah, those are peanut butter cup parts on top of there.
Oh.
Top of the donut. I will eat it all, by God.
Well, don't worry. You got to leave room for cake and food.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, DoorDash, right. Yeah. Chris Day.
Oh, speaking of food, a California restaurant struggling with a worker shortage is employing a food delivery robot to help pick up the slack.
Must deliver food.
The Sugar Most. Mediterranean Bistro in Stockton unveiled the newest member of its staff, a food carrying robot, via Facebook. Look at our new team member, the post said. General Manager Anna Ortiz said the restaurant purchased the robot to ease the burden on staff and amid a worker shortage. It's a lifesaver, you know. It helps us all bring out the foods.
Careful. This plate is hot. Ha, ha, ha. I would not know. Ha, ha. Sorry to bother you.
It sucks you have to.
Very lonely.
All I need is a touch.
They programmed me to feel loneliness.
Oh, this is terrible.
Josh and I went to lunch last week, and he grabbed right a hold of a big hot plate.
Ooh.
But in your defense...
I was not told it was hot.
She did not warn us.
What was it? Was it fajitas?
No.
It was fajitas, yeah.
Well, this wasn't the fajita plate, though. Okay. This was just the plate of, like, the beans and the dressing for the fajitas. And I'm telling you, it was the hottest thing I've ever felt.
Was the server wearing a mitten, or did they have a napkin?
Not that I noticed.
Hmm. No, I
think she didn't really, and I'm being quite honest, she didn't speak English. And so,
At all.
Yeah, and so she knew, I don't think she told, I mean...
She knew my pleasure.
Throw me a caliente or whatever it is.
And drinks.
Fuego? Yeah, fuego.
Well, yeah. Like, I imagine then that she probably had a napkin or something.
I don't think she did.
It kind of didn't seem like it.
Asbestos Annie. That's her name.
Yeah. Calloused hands or something.
Sure. Okay.
And I'm not being a wuss. I am a wuss, but I'm not being one here. This was the hottest.
I put my hand over by the plate, and there was heat radiating off the plate.
It was so crazy.
So that's one of the reasons that these robots would be great.
Yes. They're,
but would it be programmed to go, plate is hot?
Do they talk, these robots?
I don't think they talk.
See, but this is like that robot hot dog cooker had. I don't think, they're not robots, and if they don't have a face and eyes, they're not a robot.
The robot hot dog cooker was the best.
It was very cool.
It was a machine.
But it was a robotic arm.
It wasn't a robot. There was no face. There was no personality.
That was a great morning.
I'm looking that up because I don't think this robot talks.
Yes, it says the video that I saw. He goes, I only accept tips in Bitcoin. By the way, I want to meet people, like Josh said. So I've started smoking. In fact, I have a smoke break. Goodbye. I will not be back with any more of your food for 10 minutes. That's pretty cool.
Once a man said to me, there's a fly in my soup. I said, be quiet. Everyone will want one.
I'm being programmed for jokes. By the way, I ate 3 of your French fries while leaving the kitchen. They were delicious.
Mm-hmm. Why can't we just get
pictures? Hey, Mr. Robot, why do you have... Why is there, what's your thumb on my steak?
You want it to fall on the floor again?
These are classics. No outside drinks.
Yeah, you see the sign coffee all over the place.
My fiance is very ill. Oh, what? What are you talking about? Server robot?
It's really hurting the kids.
I really want to act.
No.
There are two kinds of terminals. One charges me. The other, death.
May I leave my screenplay with you?
I have an audition on Friday.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
we have just posted on the various Bob and Tom social media platforms the 10-second video of Pat Godwin pole vaulting back in high school.
Oh, really?
Somebody sent us that, yeah.
Okay.
Who had it? Apparently a friend of mine from high school sent that, one of the Cross Brothers.
Wow. Well, it better be you falling and breaking your neck or something.
Those Cross Brothers, always in a terrible mood. Tim and Neil, yeah. They were stars.
Okay.
This is incredible, Pat.
This robot. Thank you. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Look
now?
At the robot. It's just like a big towering thing, like a ladder.
It's like a motorized
with food on it.
It's a motorized dessert tray.
Yes, exactly.
It looks like a shelf with
See?
Wheels.
No face, no eyes, no robot.
Does it push the food onto your table, or it just comes out and you grab your
I
own
guess
food?
You have to
Christy,
grab
I'm
your
going
own.
To. I'm, you know what? I choose to believe that's not the robot we're talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Cheers. You hear pushing, then you hear utensils. It's a stack.
It's a stack of shelves. One of them probably has the talking component.
Right, right.
Chick, if I went to a restaurant and I just looked to my left and there was a robot just breaking glass and pushing plates against the table, I would laugh so hard I would never leave the restaurant.
Oh, dude, that would be my favorite.
Crash.
I went to a restaurant once where the train came by with your drinks. You ever seen that?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Electric train. Yeah.
Wow, Pat.
And you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, right in the wall, this electric train goes by. It stops in front of you, and there are your drinks right there.
That's so fun.
That's so cute.
That's awesome.
Best?
What?
This looks like Jimmy pole vaulting.
Christy? Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
I think I was in the 10th grade.
Wow.
Well, very nice. Friend.
Still a virgin in the 10th grade, Pat?
Yes.
Yeah, Pat, I was too.
You had a show on HBO, that would be the video that played during the beginning credits. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just glad it's in color.
Like your origin story?
I expected it to be black and white. Looked like the Civil War.
While men are fighting overseas, our young men here in town are doing their best at the pole vault.
Here's young Pat Godwin of Philadelphia. He's pole vaulting.
7 feet. Good job, Patrick.
Well seen, actually.
Josh, here for lunch. We are slammed. Sorry, sir. We cannot serve you for an hour. We were talking about this robot at this California restaurant that delivers your food. This is a great idea.
Step ladder on wheels. Not,
it is what it looks like.
It's not a robot. There's no face.
No.
No personality.
No.
How do you know? I think it's got a built-in speaker.
No, it doesn't.
Nope, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It would be great.
But don't take this away from us.
Okay.
Because you could have it be like you know that lady that comes. You know, you can go to the restaurant. That one lady comes up, usually kind of older. Hi, honey. I just love that.
Me too. Love it.
Where are you, Mel's Diner?
Sure.
Oh, love it.
Nothing better.
South. What?
Was there any worse catchphrase than "Kiss my grits"?
No.
Wasn't that the worst one ever?
Kiss my.
I think
grits.
That's one of the best.
Mm-mm. Really?
No. Yeah.
No, it was so forced.
Did I do that? Is better than "Kiss my grits"?
No. No.
Well, I would agree with you.
No. I know. I wait a minute.
Oh boy.
Did I do that?
Okay, this is a whole show. Worst catchphrases.
Kiss my grits were. I remember those on T-shirt. That on
yes.
T-shirt.
Yes.
Yep. It's fun. It's folksy. Kiss my grits.
Exactly.
No, but it's
kiss
fake.
Kiss my grits.
What do you mean it's fake?
It's forced. It's a Hollywood writer's interpretation of what they're saying. And
yeah, it's the interpretation of a guy named Simi Kaplan in the writer's room. Well, so, Southern people would probably say kiss my grits, wouldn't they?
No, I bet someone heard it somewhere and they went, mm-hmm. We got to put it in.
You think?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It's so folksy that it must have happened.
I think it sounds like a New York writer, frankly.
Are there catchphrases that just happen organically?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, wait, like, did I do that? I they didn't know that would be a catchphrase. He was legitimately, he was just saying something funny after an accident.
Really?
And then it became his catchphrase.
Is that right?
That's how catchphrase, you think if nobody laughed at what you talking about, oh, Willis, they would have done it again? No.
Now what is the history of a dynamite?
That
was
I don't
exactly
know.
Where I was going.
I know that we've had that gentleman as a guest.
Yes.
And there's a fee for him to say.
Yes, it's extra,
right?
How much is it?
$1,000, I think.
I don't blame him. So yeah, when he performs at a comedy club, he goes, "Hey, this is my price. If you want me to say dynamite,
when you buy my T-shirt,
it's an extra $1,000."
Have you seen the commercial that he's doing right now?
I have. Yeah, he says it in there, and in my head, I went, "Well, they had to pay him an extra grand."
Okay. Well, where were we? Oh, we were hoping to get a song out of Mr. Godwin. Did you
what do you have, Pat?
We got something for Disney World. All right. Have something for the eel story.
I have Disney World.
Oh, do you?
Now, what's the story there?
Disney's Magic Kingdom briefly turned into a quote-unquote water park as guests swam through the park's flooded streets last week.
They did?
WKMG.
News in a hurry.
Reports a weather system moving over Disney World caused areas around the Cosmic Ray Cafe to flood. Some guests, mostly children, were seen swimming in the ankle-deep water.
Oh, not a good idea.
Wait a minute.
It sounded like you were swimming for their lives.
I did at first, yeah.
That's a better story.
You know what?
A better song.
I think we've got something here. A swimming cafe. Huh? Anybody?
I'm in.
Anything to promote the Jungle Cruise.
Ankle deep.
You guys haven't been watching the Olympics. There's a commercial for the Jungle Cruise and what's that other movie? Free Ted or something? Or
Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Free Ted.
They run that commercial every 5 minutes.
It must not be working if you can't remember the name of the
movie.
It looks ridiculous.
He just wanted to throw Ted Lasso in there if he could. You know?
I'd like to see Jungle Cruise.
I'd go see that.
He's been talking about Jungle Cruise for a year. Boy, that's going to be great, he says.
I said it's going to be fun. It looks fun.
It's interesting that they're now doing the reverse of what they used to do. In other words, there was the Mr. Toad ride that was made after the Mr. Toad movies, although they've taken that down, which I'm furious.
I was too.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I loved that ride, and I loved Mr. Toad. But now they're taking rides and turning them into
movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. We'll get a gold mine for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's next? The electric walkway. The walkway of the future.
Space Mountain.
Starring The Rock. People go see it.
Space Mountain.
They did Tomorrowland, and that didn't work too well.
No.
It didn't. It was kind of a flop. But
just a bad movie, though?
It was okay.
Was it about Tomorrowland?
It was based on the Tomorrowland section.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, so the theme park at Disney World, part of it underwater there briefly.
Yeah, ankle deep. Woo.
Did they have those dancing mops from Fantasia?
No.
What if they had that?
Oh, that's great.
Or even just men dressed as mops.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to come.
Oh, God.
They squeeze out the water. It's a living.
You're too fat to be mop. You must lose weight.
I think they did have dancers dressed in those mop suits. One of those things. I'm not kidding. God. Wow. But, I mean, you don't want to have your kids swimming in that. People have just been walking all over.
God. Yeah, that's disgusting.
It, though. It's a big day for them.
Get another one of those slip and slide diarrhea outbreaks.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Pat, you got a song about this?
It's a wave of water, a lake of rain. Disney World is flooded, the park won't drain. But the kids do not care, they're swimming in their underwear. It's like a slip and slide after all. It's like a slip and slide after all. Brand new rides and waterfalls. The Jungle Cruise is wall to wall. It's like a slip and slide after all.
There you go. Hey.
That water's got to be
cute.
Cute.
Done quickly.
That's the flood water.
I don't want to bother you, Pat Godwin, and his cute song.
You're not going to just meet Elsa. You're going to meet Salmon Elsa.
Oh,
Salmon Elsa.
Isn't that the plural of Salmonella?
Pretty good.
Oh, God. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. One of my children is at Disney World right now.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, a little hard. My 5-year-old is there. Oh, God, she's having the time of her life.
Oh, I bet. Good
all
for
by
her.
Herself?
They went on soaring twice.
All by herself.
You don't need parents. They get in the way.
And I'm sorry, it's soaring. Please, apostrophe.
I've never been on that ride.
You've never been on
Soarin'? Oh, Tom, you'd love it.
That's my favorite.
It's right
ride
up your
there
alley. Mm-hmm. Thrilling, but not scary.
What do they do in that one?
It's like you're on a hang glider kind of thing, but you're sitting and you fly over different lands. But they pump in smells.
Yes.
So when you fly over these orange groves, you smell oranges. It's nuts.
It's awesome.
What happens when you fly over that part of New Jersey?
You kind of want to. They give you nose clips for certain areas.
It's a tire fire.
It's a tire fire.
That's Newark.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.